Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Jeanette. How are you? I have Savannah Montgomery. This is a new claim for her Depo-Vera case.
Okay, great. You can go ahead and send her over.
Okay. Savannah, I have Jeanette for you. She'll take good care of you, okay?
Okay.
Hello, Savannah.
Hey, Jeanette. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Great to hear. And we are speaking on a recorded line. But in case we get disconnected, I just want to verify the number I have for you. Is it 470-680-8576?
Yes.
Okay. And is this a cell phone or a landline?
This is my cell phone.
Okay, great. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you have not signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
No, I haven't signed any documents.
Okay. And was it you that was affected by the Depo-Provera shot, or was it a family member?
It was me.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
When were you first diagnosed?
July the 2nd, 2022.
2022?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
February 6,
1991. 1991. Okay. And do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo-Provera?
I have a friend, but she never got, like, the effects that I got, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, thank you. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use Depo-Provera for at least a minimum of 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And within that 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use Depo-Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through 2024?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When did you first start using Depo-Provera?
January 2018.
Okay. And when was your last injection of Depo-Provera?
Around, like, June. I can't remember what exact date in June of 22, but I know it was in June of 22.
Okay, thank you. That's fine. Okay, and can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then I have your last name spelled M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then do you have a suffix to your name or none?
None.
Okay. Thank you. And then for the purpose of pulling medical records, what is your social?
587-71-6300.
Thank you. Then I have an email address here for you, savannahbeth1991@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then what is a good mailing address for you?
1101 Winchester Trail, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Winter Trail?
Winchester Trail.
How do I spell Wintepet?
W-I-N-C-H-E-S-T-E-R.
Winchester Trail.
Yes, southeast.
Southeast. Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
And it's 30339.
Yes.
And then is there a unit or an apartment number?
The apartment number is the 1101.
Oh, okay. So then just the number is 1101 Winchester Trail Southeast?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then what was the name of the doctor that prescribed the Depo-Provera?
My doctor that prescribed it?
Yeah.
Her name was Dr. Dare.
Dr. what?
D-A-R-A. Dara Matthews.
Matthews, thank you. Where did Dr. Dara Matthews practice out of?
Piedmont Hospital. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Piedmont Hospital.
Okay. Was that in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes, ma'am. Off of Peachtree.
Okay, off of Peachtree. Yep, I see the address here, Peachtree Road Northwest. Okay, let me just copy that down. And the pharmacy where the Depo-Provera was prescribed, was it the hospital pharmacy or was it picked up at a different pharmacy?
The hospital pharmacy.
Okay, thank you. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed the meningioma?
The doctor that diagnosed it? Killington. Is Killington? No, I'm sorry. It was Kenny. Dr. Tyler Kenny.
Tyler Kenny. And where did Dr. Kenny practice out of?
It was Kenning. He practiced out of Piedmont as well.
Okay. Okay. Dr. Tyler J. Kenning.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. And then did Dr. Kenning also, was he also the treating doctor or did you have a separate doctor for treatment?
He was the treating doctor, but then when I did my radiation, mm-hmm. I went under another doctor.
Okay. 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 What was the name of the other doctor?
He had these weird names. Gaddick.
Okay.
Leda Gaddick.
Out of Piedmont?
Yes.
Okay, let me see if I can find. Do you recall how to spell Gaddix?
I want to say it was spelled G-A. Let me think. Was it G-A-T-T-E-C or G-A-T-T-O-C? Can you try both of those? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Let's see. Yeah, I see Dr. Leda Portia Gaddock, G-A-T-T-O-C.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I knew it was one of them.
That's okay. Thank you. Okay. And she was on Peachtree as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have any copies of your medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
I can provide them in a few weeks.
Thank you. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yeah, I can give you my sister number.
Okay.
Let me know, what all do you need, her telephone number?
Yep, her name and phone number is perfect.
Her name is Khadija, K-A-D-I-J-A-H. Last name, Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H.
Thank you.
Phone number 769-990-6987.
6987?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, and were you ever diagnosed, did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Thank you.
Like, just to make sure I'm understanding your question, like you asked, have I ever had, like, cancer before?
Yeah. Were you ever diagnosed with cancer before?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then just to make sure I have everything correct before I populate the documents to send over, I have your first name spelled S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I have your last name spelled M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I have that. You first started using Depo-Provera in January of 2018, and you stopped June of 2022. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Then I have that you were diagnosed with a meningioma July 2nd, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I have your date of birth as 02-06-1991.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then I have your social down as 587-7163.
716300.
Oh, yes, sorry. 716300. Yep, thank you. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'm going to send over the retainer agreement through DocuSign. You'll get a text message as well as an email. It'll say your document, or it'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies just sent a DocuSign for you to review. Give me one moment. Let me get the documents populated. Okay. Let me know when you see them come through.
I got the text. Let me check my email. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and open that text message and press the link. I will stay on the line with you in case you have any questions, okay?
Okay.
And you might have to press yes or agree to receive SMS messages.
Okay.
And then you should see a little box to check that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures. And then you should see a start button. And then just make sure everything looks right, the name, the address.
Okay. Yeah, everything looks good.
Great. And then tap the signature field, and it will bring up a box for you to either sign with your finger, or you can press select style, and it will input a template for you.
Okay.
Okay. And then press adopt and sign, and then it'll take you to the next signature field. Perfect. Just got those back. Okay. Okay, great. Yep, looks like your signature is in there. The next step is for today, you're all set to go. Keep an eye out for a call from a 909 number. That'll be Pulaski Legal giving you a call to start the case verification. They're just going to be calling to just verify that it's okay to start the process of pulling medical records. They typically take anywhere from five to 2 weeks. If you don't hear from them in the new year, I'll send you a text message with their number. Feel free to give them a call yourself, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course, it was a pleasure speaking to you. I'm sorry you went through all of this because of the Deborah Prevera shot. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a happy holidays, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.